Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us on this Christ the King Sunday is taken from the Epistle of Jude, picking up again at verse 20. But you, beloved, build yourselves up in your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And have mercy on those who doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. To others, show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. This is God's word. For approximately 2,000 years, God's people have been waiting for the triumphant return of King Jesus. This has been a test, to say the least. I don't even like to wait 2 minutes to speak to the next available associate. 2,000 years is a wait. A long wait is a struggle, and that struggle will reveal character one way or another. There's a story I once heard that speaks to this point. A young man felt a calling to become a missionary and serve God overseas. So he contacted a mission organization responsible for training and sending missionaries, and told them about this feeling of calling that he had and wondered if he could come in for an interview. He was told, sure, come in for an appointment, be here at 9 o'clock sharp. So, the day arrived, the young man got there well before 9 just to make sure. He was shown to the waiting room, and there he sat. 9 o'clock came and went. So did 10 o'clock. And noon. Inside the walls of the mission organization, an office manager peeked out through the blinds at the young man. He's still there, she said. Does he seem bothered yet? Asked her boss, the executive in charge of training and sending missionaries. No, she said. He seems pretty content. He's done some reading. Doesn't look like he's upset. It's a good sign, said the executive. That's nothing compared to the delays he'll face in the mission field. He's still there in a half hour. Send him in for his interview. A long wait is a struggle, and that struggle reveals character one way or the other. The Church of Jesus the King has been waiting a couple thousand years for his return. What has our wait revealed about our character? What have we been doing with the time allotted to us? What should we be doing? These are crucial questions to address as we observe the state of this world. What should Jesus' church be doing in the face of social upheaval, political posturing, natural disasters, and wars and rumors of wars? The Bible has numerous answers to this line of questioning, and they harmonize with one another quite well. The answers I'd like to concentrate on today come from the Epistle of Jude. And here they are once again, starting at verse 20. But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life, and have mercy on those who doubt, saving others by snatching them out of the fire. To others, show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. What should Jesus' church be doing with the time we've been allotted? Jude says, build yourselves up in your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God and show mercy to others by snatching them out of the fire. These are wise words. These are practical words. If you and I apply ourselves to them, we'll have no shortage of things to do while we wait. So first, Jude reminds us that as we wait for our King, we must tend to ourselves. Again, starting at verse 20, but you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. Jude calls for clear and direct action. Build yourself up in your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourself in the love of God. Wait for the mercy of Jesus that leads to eternal life. The great temptation for people who are waiting, as we are, who have been as waiting as long as we have, is to become distracted or bored, or worst of all, to stop believing that the King has plans to return. Knowing this, Jude says, tend to yourselves, believers. Now that you have received this beautiful gift of faith in Jesus, nurture it. Feed and water it. Give it the time and attention it deserves. One of the ways to do that is named right here. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you into communication with your Heavenly Father by way of the Son. When you pray, everything else is set aside, and you take hold of God, your Father. You're reminded His love for you is absolute. You have your Father's ear with every other blessing because Jesus paid for your sins with His death and opened the lines of communication with His resurrection. So as we wait for our King, we are to tend to ourselves, but that's not all. Jude says it like this, and have mercy on those who doubt, save others by snatching them out of the fire, to others show mercy with fear, hating even the garment stained by the flesh. Once again, Jude calls for clear action, this time directed at other people. And it begins with an attitude, having mercy on those who doubt. I don't think I have to tell you, we live in an age of skepticism and cynicism. The way to respond to those who doubt God's truth is not to argue with them, according to Jude, but instead to have mercy on them. This describes a spiritual attitude which chooses to love anyway and serve despite the reception we might receive. An attitude of mercy towards those who doubt. An attitude of mercy toward others results in the action described rather dramatically in verse 22. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. This snatching is a matter of showing mercy and telling of Jesus. As some of you have heard me say probably more times than you'd like to admit, the church is at its best when it's doing both showing and telling. When we show mercy and tell of Jesus, we're throwing people a lifeline. Our message is not that sin is okay. It's just the opposite. It's a deadly fire. But those flames can be escaped by trusting in Jesus. In fact, he loved the sinner so much that he jumped into the fire of judgment to trade places, to allow us to live. Knowing this, Jude says, tend to the work of rescue. Remember that story I told you about the young man in the mission office? Right now, God's redeemed children, the church that Jesus saved, is in the waiting room. What are we doing as we wait for our appointment with the King? God's servant Jude calls out to us, tend to yourselves, tend to the work of rescuing others, show mercy, and tell of Jesus. Let's pray. To you, the only God, our Savior, our King Jesus, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, and now and forever, as we wait for you, show us how to show mercy and tell others that you are Lord, you are Savior, and you are King. Amen.